Shalom, brethren, in Yahushua HaMashiach, who is also known as Jesus Christ. Today is preparation day for the Shabbat, Shabbat Vayera, the weekly Sabbath, as per Genesis chapter 2, 1 to 3. We read about preparation for the Sabbath in various scriptures within the New and the Old Testaments or covenants. Hallelujah. Today is Friday, the 12th of January, 2024. On the Roman Gregorian calendar, as per Daniel chapter 7, verse 25, and on the Hebrew calendar, today is Shevat 2, the day after Rosh Kodesh, the head of the month, the new moon festival, the first fruits festival, which also speaks is a mini resurrection day. Hallelujah. So, first fruit speaks of resurrection and, deliverance from the pits, from the hold of hell. Hallelujah. This is Sister Perpetua Mirembe Orshulami George, and in these audios, this is audio part two. I am sharing about various things. I'm touching on the Torah portion Vayera. I'm touching on the birth of Moses or Moshe. I'm touching on the names given to him. I'm touching on the calendar of the Most High God. I'm touching on the festivals of the Lord, but also I'm going to try and focus on the aliens, the 10-foot tall aliens that were walking in the shopping mall in Miami on the 1st of January 2024, which is also Tevet 20. So 1st of January 2024 on the Roman Gregorian calendar, Tevet 20 on the Hebrew calendar. Lord, I soak this audio in the blood of Yahushua HaMashiach, and I soak myself in the blood of Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen. Hallelujah. So I was reading from the book of Jasha, or the book of Hayasha, Sefer Hayasha, the book of the upright man, chapter 68, verse 25. And Amram, his father, called his name Chabam, for he said it was for him that he associated with his wife whom he had turned away. So I was explaining, I think I got diverted. I was explaining that when they started killing the babies in Egypt, Moses and Moses's parents went there. They divorced because they didn't want to, because it was difficult, you know, to be married and not have sexual intercourse. So the Lord decided that, no, not the Lord, Amram decided that they should separate, and many couples did when Amram separated, you know, because Amram was the high priest of that time. Anything he did, you know, he laid an example for others. So when he separated from his wife or gave her a divorce bill, many other couples separated, because in those days they didn't believe in contraceptions. There was no such thing as you can go take a pill and stop pregnancies. There was no such thing as you can go and get an implant and stop pregnancies. You can go use condoms and stop pregnancies. There was no such thing, and it was an abomination to do so, because these people believed in the word of the Lord as the Lord had written it and spoken it. They believed in having regular sexual intercourse as a couple to build the bonding between the husband and the wife. And they knew that that could result in pregnancy at any time, keeping in mind that in that day and age, there was no such thing as menopause. Because when Moshe's parents came back together, it is said in the lost books of the Bible, particularly in the legends of the Jews, that Moshe's mother, Yocheved, which means the glory of the Lord, was actually 130 years old. Can you imagine? She was 130 years old and she was able to bear Moses, which means there was no such thing as menopause. Menopause is a recent thing that women are having now in this day and age, and this is why husbands need to rise up and pray for their wives very well, because menopause is one of the worst things that can happen to a woman. It is actually the proper physical manifestation of the curses that were spoken by the Lord Yahweh, God the Father, also known as Yahweh, into Eve and all the women that come after her. You know, 10 curses were spoken to Adam, 10 curses were spoken to Eve, Chava, 10 curses were spoken to the serpent, Nahash, and the 10 curses of the woman. One of the curses is menopause, you know, the way the woman deteriorates at a certain age. This is, you know, we grow old quickly, we mature quickly, but we also grow old quickly as women. This is all part of the curses that were given in the Garden of Eden. But not every woman experiences those curses, as we see in 2 Timothy. Is it 1 Timothy 2:15? I think it's 1 Timothy 2:15, where the Lord says that the childbirth pains are not for every woman on earth. There are some women who are exempted from those pains. So yes, 1 Timothy 2:15, notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing if they continue in faith and charity and holiness with sobriety. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So yes, Moses' parents separated. The husband gave her a divorce bill, but Miriam gave a prophecy saying that their separation meant that we girls could not be born, so they were hindering girls from being born. So it wasn't fair, it wasn't the will of God. And then also Miriam prophesied that there was a child that was to be born that would be the savior of the Israel, and that child would come through Amram and Yocheved and the house of Levi. So Amram and Yocheved came back together. They got married again, and when they did, Yahweh renewed Yocheved's body, and Yocheved looked young all over again, just like Sarah and Abraham became very young and youthful, no wrinkles, at age 190, when Abraham was 100 and Sarah was 90. You know, at that age, they had Yitzhak, Isaac, which means laughter. And the Lord, you know, made that laughter to be made manifest on their bodies. So everybody that saw them, that was calling them a barren mule, barren this, and they were really abusing them, they were amazed at the transformation the Lord had done to Abraham and Sarah, because even their energy was changed. The Lord gave them the energy of a young person, you know, a teenager. They became young all over again. And in the same way, the Lord renewed the body and the energy of Amram's wife, Yocheved, who is also Moshe's mother. And this is why women are being encouraged, especially women, to stop using beauty products. Stop wasting your money on beauty products. You do not need them. Just let the Lord, trust that the Lord can transform your life to His, you know, to His original design. You have to, you know, be ready to walk in holiness, in faith, a strong faith in Him, in obedience to Him, in a loving, obedient relationship with Him. If you want to see the Lord transform your life and the glory of the Lord radiate through you in a mighty way. Hallelujah. So, yeah, the name that was given to Moshe by Amram, his father, on the eighth day of birth was Chaba, which means that it was because of Moses that the father and the mother came back together. So it speaks of unity or restoration, basically. Restoration of marriage. Hallelujah. And you can see that the word Chaba starts with the letter Chet, the eighth letter of the Hebrew alphabet, which is associated with new beginnings, circumcision of the heart. It's the letter that also begins the word Chata, which is the word for sin in Hebrew. It's the letter that begins the word Chen, which means grace, Chesed, which means love, and several other words. Hallelujah. Then Yocheved, the mother of Moshe, called him Yekuthiel, because she said, I have hoped for him to the Almighty, and God restored him to me. So Yocheved, I think, was a prophet, and she knew ahead of time that she is supposed to have three children, and the third child would be Moshe. So there's a chance she may have contested the divorce, but maybe Amram did not understand. So Amram went ahead and gave her the divorce bill. So when she had Moshe, she named him Yekuthiel, which means that she had hoped for him to the Almighty God, and the Lord restored him unto her. So that also speaks of hope and restoration. Yekuthiel. In Hebrew, there's no letter J. That's why I'm saying Yekuthiel, even though they've written Yekuthiel here. Yekuthiel. Verse 27, that was verse 26. Now verse 27, and Miriam, his sister, called him Yered, for she descended after him to the river to know what his end would be. Remember in Genesis, there's somebody from the descendant of Adam, early descendants of Adam, called Yered, and his name is called Yered because during his time on earth, the children of Seth, the holy children, many of them descended the mountain, the holy mountain that the Lord had placed them upon, and into the valley where Cain, or Cain, the serpent seed children, the children of wickedness or perdition, were dwelling to join them in their wickedness. And in fact, Yered died with tears in his eyes. So he was the head of the clan, the head of the Seth children during his time when this happened. All this happened because the Cain camp, they used to play music that was so attractive, worldly music using instruments that the devil had taught them to make. So that really attracted them. But also the devil found a way to cross over to the mountain and pretended to be the descendants of the children of Seth. I don't remember whom he pretended to be, but I think he pretended to be Adam and someone else, and tried to attract them to go to the camp of Satan, which is the camp of Cain. So since the day Satan made that appearance and tried to pull them, a lot of them, their hearts became disturbed, and eventually they went to the camp of Cain. And that union between the children of Seth and the children of Cain actually also was part of the reason why the giants came into being, because the holy children were very different. They were very mighty. They were like angels. You could actually call them angels that time. So there's the angels that fell from grace, the 200 angels that made the pact on Mount Hermon with the devil to sin, to cause mankind to sin the more. Those ones also slept with the children of Cain, the women, and caused them to give birth to giants. But also the children of Seth contributed, a lot of them contributed. And we all know that eventually amongst the children of Seth, only Noah and his family were left as the holy children. And so Yered is the name Miriam gave to Moshe. And we know another Yered in the beginning in Genesis. And she says she named him that because she descended after him to the river. So Yered means descend. So she descended after him to the river, River Nile, to know what his end would be. Verse 28, Aharon, Moshe's brother, called his name Avizanuk, saying, my father left my mother and returned to her on his account. So you can see that Amram, Yocheved, and Aharon are speaking of restoration or healing in relationships, in a marriage relationship in particular, when they are naming Moshe. Then Kehath, which is the father of Amram, called the name of Moshe Avigdor, which means, because on his account God repair the breach of the house of Yaakov, that they could no longer throw their male children into the water. So even though children were still being killed during that time, Moshe coming into the world as the savior of Israel, a foreshadow of Yahushua HaMashiach or Jesus Christ. So he is a deliverer. The word deliverer or deliver in Hebrew is Yahushua, which means salvation also. It also means redeem. Is salvation. God is salvation. And some people say Jehovah is salvation, but I'd rather say Yahweh is salvation, or Yahweh is salvation. You know, use the Hebrew names more. Get accustomed to using the Hebrew names. So the name Avigdor means that the Lord has repaired the breach of the house of Yaakov, that they could no longer throw their male children into the water. Hallelujah. And then the nurse that helped Moshe's mother, Moshe's parents, called Moshe Avisocho, saying, in his tabernacle was he hidden for 3 months on account of the children of Ham. The children of Ham. So the Egyptians or the Mizraim are known as the children of Ham. Hallelujah. The children of Ham. So you can see that the word Ham also comes from, you know, begins with the letter Chet, which is associated with sin, though also, you know, spoken is associated with new beginnings, circumcision of the male foreskin, and circumcision of the hearts of mankind, and so on and so forth. So Avisocho is what she called him, which means in his tabernacle he was hidden for 3 months on account of the children of Ham. So that Moses' basket is known also as a tabernacle. Hallelujah. A tabernacle. I've forgotten the word tabernacle in Hebrew, but the Lord will remind me. So, and all of Israel called his name Shemaiah, son of Nethaniel, for they said, in his days has God heard their cries and rescued them from their oppressors. Amen. In his days, has God heard their cries and rescued them from their oppressors. So when Moses was born, everyone knew he was the savior. I don't know how, but it's probably because of the star in the heavens that the Lord put there to see, you know, as a great significance, but also the glory of the Lord radiating through Moshe. Moshe was a special baby. He didn't cry out loud whenever he needed something from his mom. Another thing is Moshe was able to speak from the day he was born, just like Noah and various other babies. Moshe was able to speak, he was able to walk, he was very independent. He was unique. Hallelujah. So verse 32, and Moshe was in Pharaoh's house and was unto Bathia, the daughter of Yah, Pharaoh's daughter, as a son, and Moshe grew up amongst the king's children. So the Lord allowed Moshe to grow up amongst the king's children for a reason, so that he can get to know the ways of those people. And all, it was also a way of giving him victory over the Egyptians. You know, he God allowed him to rule and reign with them as well, because he was going to be a king over Israel. Hallelujah. There's something else I want to say, but it skipped my mind, but when I remember it, I'll share it. So yeah, that is the names of Moshe that the Lord, that he was given by the various people. So his original name was not Moshe, as we know. Moshe was given to him 3 months later, in the month that we celebrate, Shavuot, also known as weeks in English, and Pentecost in Greek. And Moshe is a very important character when it comes to Shavuot Pentecost, because in the process of him getting the children of Israel to accept the Torah of the Lord, he pioneered the acceptance of the Torah, the receiving of the Torah. He was the seventh man, holy man on earth, that drew the Holy Spirit, the Shekinah glory, back to the earth. After Adam and Eve sinned, Shekinah glory left their bodies. That's why they recognized themselves as naked. Shekinah glory was their covering. Shekinah glory went to the first heavens. Then as sin continued to increase on the earth, the Shekinah glory continued to go up one heaven at a time until she reached the seventh heaven. And then it had to take seven holy men, of which Moses was the final one, to draw the Holy Spirit of the Shekinah glory back to the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Moshe was the final man that drew the Shekinah glory back to the earth. And Shekinah glory dwelt among the Israelites from the day that they were on Mount Sinai receiving the Torah, which is Sivan 6. Hallelujah. So Shavuot, or weeks, also known as Pentecost, is on the sixth day of the month called Sivan, which is 3 months. Sivan 6 and 7 anyway are the days we celebrate, but we also celebrate for a whole week, which is the eighth week after the counting of the Yomah, the week of new beginnings with the Holy Spirit, because the day on which they received the Torah is the same day they received the Holy Spirit. So Holy Spirit and Torah, or the law of God, are one. They are one and the same thing. One is written, the other comes in the form of fiery tongues, holy fiery tongues, and a mighty wind, as revealed in Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 2. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that's why when we're talking about Uganda, Israel's second born, being in the upper room and waiting on the Lord to receive the Holy Spirit afresh, and then go out as the apostles did to spread the revival worldwide, the holy revival, this end time revival worldwide before the great and dreadful and terrible day of the Lord, and also the second coming of Yahushua HaMashiach, also known as Jesus Christ. We are also talking about the receiving of the Torah afresh. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 31, the writing of the Torah of the Lord on our hearts afresh. So the Lord reveals himself to Moshe in this Torah portion, Vayera. The Lord reveals himself to Moshe, employing the four expressions of redemption. Oh, this is a crucial chapter. Chapter 7, it talks about the attributes of mercy of the Lord, the attributes of redemption. There's a lot to pick up on in chapter 7. I've not had a chance to sit down and go through it again, so I'm just summarizing. But yes, there is something that we tend to quote here every Shabbat, and also every Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, Tishri 10, which is also Judgment Day, the White Throne Judgment Day. So employing the four expressions of redemption. So these four expressions of redemption are linked to the four cups of Passover. Sorry, we don't say them every Shabbat. We say them every Passover or Pesach. They are linked to the four cups, the cup of sanctification, the cup of redemption, then there's the cup, there's another cup there, and then the final cup, the one that speaks of the coming kingdom of the Lord on the earth. Please forgive me, I'll talk about that another time. But yeah, we see the four expressions of redemption that we mentioned during the Pesach Seder. Oh my God, I realize I need to end this audio now and do another audio. So please bear with me, brethren. Shalom.